Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you? Come with me and experience the unexplainable. You will believe. Greetings, lovely listeners. This episode is about your mediumistic style and how to develop it. 12 years ago, when I knew I was a medium and I had this ability to connect into the spirit world, I started developing. And surprisingly enough, a lot of you probably don't know this, I did not end up in a classroom. I was self-taught, somewhat. I went to Google, I Googled mediumship classes, and I purchased a pre-recorded class and dove right in. This was an elementary class. What are the clairs? What is mediumship at its basic form? What is spirit? How do you blend? How do you work with your power? And I learned. I did not have a live classroom I learned in. I did not have a tutor. I did not have a mentor. I was on my own. I also didn't have mediums in my local community that I could go watch. I did not have other mediums nearby me at all. I did not have clients or people I began practicing on come in with expectations from other mediums that they had seen. I was developing in that first year in a space, an environment that was completely open, non-judgmental, and ready to work with spirit. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because what happened in those 5 years of working with clients and growing my mediumship was that spirit taught me. Spirit can teach you everything you need to be a good medium, to understand your mediumship. And in that intimate relationship with spirit and myself, I was free, free. I was not caged by a belief system as to what mediumship is and isn't and how it should look when you do it. And Jennifer, the mediumistic style, of Jennifer was formed. And it was only formed into its individuality to that which is Jennifer, because I was in an open, free-to-be space. And that's how my style was formed. I would do these practice sessions, and I would have this natural evolution of deepening my mediumship with, you know, my clairs. The images started first, and then naturally, my knowing opened up. Oh, I remember the first time I got my first knowing. It was so mind-blowing. And then my feeling opened up. And it unfolded. You know, no one told me why it wasn't happening. No one told me it will happen. No one judged me, or there were no students to compare myself to when their feeling was working and mine wasn't. It was just this organic evolution of my mediumship deepening. And I know that spirit was taking me on exactly the right path at exactly the right pace. And it was amazing, because the way that I would relay what I was getting, the way I would interact with my clients, the way I would work and feel spirit, I was me. There's no other way to say this. And I was not feeling hindered or pressured to be anything but me with spirit. And that's how I came in to have my style. And then after my 5 years of working with spirit coming in, I was at a space, I was in a place where I had regular clients. I had a great following in Dallas-Fort Worth, and then I uprooted to Houston for my husband's job. And then I got my own first physical space and I started seeing clients in person regularly. And yet I kept some of the DFW clients. And then the US spread started and I was continuing this evolution of my mediumship naturally with spirit. It was me, myself, and spirit. That's what I say. But lo and behold, one day on social media, I had just hopped onto Instagram. I became aware of the sensitives on Instagram. And for the first time ever, about 7 years ago, 6 years ago, I had the space of comparing my mediumship to theirs. And in this comparison, I would see their photos and profiles, and I noticed that one girl had posted a picture of her standing next to a short, elderly, adorable lady who she referenced as her mentor in mediumship. And I thought, wait a minute, there's training for this with people, real people in person, live? And then the next 3-4 years were established with my development. I immersed into the well-known tutors. I became infatuated with development, and I loved meeting classmates, and I loved seeing all the different ways of mediumship that were happening. But what I realized was that these mentorships, every mentor was different. They would, of course, teach the mediumship, teach the conversation, teach the power buildup, teach about the clairs, but they would never teach about developing style. Some of them would have, I'm not going to say rules. Well, yeah, they would have a system of rules set that they wanted their students to try and work with spirit. Check in with the client. Yes, no, I don't know. Don't let the client say anything in the beginning. Don't pursue the no. Don't pursue the no from a client. I mean, it was everything and in between. And what I realized was in this beautiful, amazing space of mentorship with beautiful, amazing mentors, they all were amazing. I'd go back and learn from each and every one of them again. What I learned in this space of systematic mediumship was that the original style of my classmates was not able to come out as fully as it had when I developed with me, myself, and spirit those first 5 years. There are beautiful aspects to both pathways of development. And you, as a medium in development, even a seasoned medium, you need to experience both. You need that free flow space with spirit, no comparisons with classmates, no teachers. Spirit will teach you. They'll always teach you. You need that space to grow and find your voice and style and personality as a medium. And you also need that class space with classmates to, I don't want to say put yourself in check, but yeah, sometimes we need that to put yourself in check, to see what's going on in the world with mediumship and other styles. To learn from the greats who have these decades of experience working with spirit. They can strengthen your mediumship with feedback. There is a certain presentation style, mediumistic style with these systems. And then there's a certain presentation mediumistic style with the organic way of the self-taught. In my opinion, both are beautiful. When I have a student come in who has learned all on their own, they maybe have read a few books, pre-recorded courses, practiced in a circle, but they've never been assessed and they don't have those things of system with the client and spirit and the flow and the checklist. you know, I can see the beauty in that raw form of mediumship. And it's lovely. And then I have these students who enter and they've worked so hard at polishing their style, the professional sound. I sound like attorneys in the courtroom, to be honest, some of them that are prosecuting. And they are hardcore. And man, they are just pistols and amazing and strong. And that's a different style. And I feel like we need to experience both. And a baby needs to be had with both of them. Let me just say that. I don't ever think mediumship should be robotic or monotone. And yet there are tutors out there who foster that, who hinder the light of the soul of the medium, the student, and who want that robotic powerhouse shark in the courtroom form. And it's lots to think about, isn't it? If you are a medium developing seasoned, what is your style? You know, what do you want to be? Do you want to improve your mediumship? Does it need some cleaning up a bit, checking in, being held accountable with the client? Does it need a tutor to assess you? Or are you perfectly fine with just working with spirit on your own? Again, I think we need both, and I think both bring such beautiful strengths to our mediumship. And I don't think one is better than another. I think they both serve their places here for mediums developing, and we both need to experience them. You know, it's, I must be a total hippie at heart, because me, I'm like, let's be oracles from before modern day spiritualism. Let's roll on the ground under the moonlight and let's feel spirit, or let's move the body in sessions and be animated with what spirit is giving us with our physical body and bring that to the client. You know, I love that. That's part of my style. And I did try to tame that in the classroom with my tutors. And I just can't stay that way. The Jennifer that was formed those first 5 years, the mediumistic style of me, is very strong. And that's the roots of who I am as a medium. I have shaped up, cleaned up a little bit with my mentors. I'm forever grateful to each and every one of them. But I am the creation of both of those arenas of training. And I highly urge you to do the same. I hope that you found this episode to be helpful with your mediumistic journey. Stay connected. And if you want to develop, I've got one spot left for Sunday morning mentorship. It kicks off January 6th.